That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not there.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
Ever need life advice? You could always ask my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden. Email her, hayden@annaandraven.com, and she'll answer basically anything. She has no qualifications to give this advice, but trust me, she's always got something to say.
I mean, did you ever Google any of your doctor's background stuff? Probably not.
Right.
All right, Hayden, today's email says, Hayden, looking for your opinion on this. I've been dating my boyfriend now for 3 years. He's studying music at a pretty great music college. The only problem is I don't think he's that great, and I think he needs a better backup plan once he graduates next year. How should I tell him this, or should I not say anything at all?
Well, if I were you, what I would do is I would simply just lie.
What do you mean, lie?
Tell him that in case his music career doesn't go as he planned, that he should probably have a backup job, just in case it doesn't go as planned.
But never tell him that you don't think he's that great of a musician.
No, because then he's probably going to break up with you.
His dreams will be crushed. And, like, if you love somebody and you're with somebody, you want them to believe in you and your dreams, right?
Yeah.
So you would just continue to lie to your boyfriend and tell him that he's great and support him, and then just slyly mention that maybe there should be a plan B.
Yeah.
That's pretty good advice. How do you think she should bring it up to him?
You could say, like, hey, I was thinking about my future, and I was thinking about yours, too. So I was thinking, in case my career doesn't go as planned, I might need a plan B. So I think you should come up with a plan B, too.
Any suggestions for a plan B if the musician thing doesn't work out for him?
He'd become a music teacher.
That's actually a great job if you love music, right?
Yeah. He also could be somebody who's on radio shows like you.
You think people that have no music talent, that's what we do? We become DJs?
Well, why do you think you can't sing on the air?
Oh, wow.
I mean, at first, I felt bad for music teachers. And then I was corrected.
Right.
I love it.
This is where people with no musical talent go. We become DJs.
That's fair. That's fair to say. Listen, you got to address these things suiting her out. If she keeps telling him that he's fantastic and that she believes in him, at some point, sometime down the road when they've gotten a little bit more tired of each other, truth is coming out. Right? That's when the resentment will pop out. She'll say, you know what? I always thought you were terrible. On the other hand, when you're invested in somebody that's following like their artistic dreams, you've always got to think to yourself, if I'm the one who tells them it doesn't work and dump them, and then in 2 years, they're a superstar.
Oh, yeah.
I got to live with that.
Wait.
So I got to hold on and I got to wait and see.
I don't know if I've told you the story before, but I know a girl who used to date Channing Tatum.
Okay. Yep.
And she,
good call.
She said all the time, like, they broke up because, like, she was tired of him chasing his dreams and, like, she wanted to settle down. Like, can you imagine? You dumped Magic Mike? Are you what?
Yep.
Like, sometimes. Just to protect yourself.
Yeah.
You should be like, no, you're good.
I mean,
keep going for it. But just in case, how do you feel about radio? Because that's where everybody else goes when you fail.
It's a slippery slope here, you know? But that might not be the worst advice.
Yeah.
If you need advice, email me, hayden@annaandraven.com. That's hayden@annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the?
Sketch. In theaters August 6th. Get your tickets now at angel.com/sketch.